It is time now to head on over to Montevideo, or near Montevideo anyway, to Heritage Hill. There's some activities going on over there this weekend, Heritage Day celebration. Paul Ramos is there. He's going to fill us in, talk to some people, and let's see what's going on. Take it away, Paul.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Maynard.
Call me what you want. I don't care.
I don't know why I did that. Maynard, thank you. Yeah, broadcasting live from Heritage Hill, just outside of Montevideo. I got Liz Peterson with me, and Chantel is the vice president. I'm going to let you say the organization, Chantel. Do you remember?
Yep. So we're a part of Minnesota Valley Antique Farm Power and Machinery Association.
Okay. Now, I remember last year I tried to say that, and I said, I asked you guys to change the name, make it a little shorter.
We also go by Heritage Hill. So.
Yeah, that's easier to remember, right? Well, we just had a great tractor parade, didn't we, here?
We did.
Okay. Liz Peterson, join us. Liz, tell us a little bit about Heritage Hill. What are we celebrating the next 3 days?
The next 3 days, we've got all sorts of demonstrations for agriculture and farming. This takes us back in time. We've got old and new machinery. We have Titan that is set up here. We have antique plowing. We have threshing. We have tractor parades. Tonight, we have a barn dance and karaoke. Tomorrow night, we have a tractor pull. We've got a full schedule.
A barn dance?
Yes.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Right here on the ground?
Yes, at 6 p.m. in the barn.
Wow. So, barn dance. I've never been to a barn dance. What happens?
I don't know.
What's
we're going to find
music?
Out.
Oh, going to find out. Hey, I think the Stitches are playing, aren't they?
They are playing tomorrow night.
Oh,
after
tomorrow
the
night. Okay, the Stitches, the guys from Dawson, they play tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to come tonight to see who's playing or what their music they're playing for the barn dance.
Correct. Lots of line dancing.
All right. Chantel, you're the vice president. Tell us, what's your job responsibilities? How do you guys organize this?
Oh, boy. I am vice president here. So my job is to help Grant Schmeek, who is our president, with pretty much whatever he needs. So, like, when he can't run a meeting or he's not available, then I step up and fill his position.
Okay. Good. Good. What's on the program for the rest of the day here at Heritage Hill?
So for today at 2 p.m., we are having antique plowing back in the field behind the Chippewa building. At 3:30, they are hooking up to the Prony break. And at 6 p.m. is our karaoke and barn dance.
Okay. And you just crowned a princess or a queen?
A queen.
And who is that this year?
That is Elena Perkins.
Elena Perkins?
Yes.
Okay. I listened to her speech a little bit. She's been very involved, and her family has been very involved.
Yes. Her grandparents are Brenda and Lanny Ashling, and then her aunt and uncle are Liz and Kyle Ashling. Both of them have been pretty much building this from the ground up.
Yep. Yeah, they had a great crowd here. It's not bad. The wind's temperature-wise, is it?
Temperature-wise, it's not bad.
Yeah. So what do you like about Heritage Hill, Liz?
Honestly,
your family, you've been coming here since you were born, I think.
Yes. We were actually in attendance when it was still out at the Swenson Farm, so I just love that we've been able to keep tradition and keep it going. I was royalty back in 2006. I got to crown my cousin, and then my cousin got to crown my sister, so we had 3 consecutive years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I just love it. I don't know. I've come to just enjoy, like, earlier they were threshing, and I was trying to get up on there, but I couldn't make it quick enough, and I just enjoy getting my hands into the old-time farming that isn't really practiced anymore.
That's right. How about you, Chantel, what do you like about Heritage Hill?
The people. Definitely, we got some good tractor show family down here. So I collect and show hit-miss gas engines, and we got a good group of people down here. So it's nice to just run antique equipment and sit and visit with people you don't see every day.
The younger generation, I don't think, has a great appreciation of what happened in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s in farming around here, right?
I would agree with that statement.
So you need to come out here and see what your grandpa or great-grandpa used to do, right?
Yes.
And what kind of machinery they ran.
It's crazy to look at some of these, and even through the tractor parade, you could see them 1 and 2 bottom plows, and to think that they were turning fields, like, in today's perspective, it would take forever to plow up a field with a 1 and 2 bottom plow.
That's right. Yeah, the parade was awesome. That was great. All right, so come on out to the barn dance. Chantel, tell listeners, where is Heritage Hill located?
Heritage Hill is located off of Highway 7, just east of Montevideo, about 3-4 miles. You can't miss us. We got signs on the road.
On Highway 7 as you come out of Montevideo, right, going east.
Correct.
All right. Ladies, thanks a lot. Always a pleasure to chat with you, and have a great... Now, this goes till when?
This is actually going until Sunday this year. We are a three-day show this year.
Okay, so great. And last year you had it during yesterday's, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, you changed it back a week after then.
Because we advertised the third weekend in June, and this is the third full weekend.
Okay, good. Well, thank you, Chantel, and thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks.
And we'll be broadcasting some more here live from Heritage Hill throughout the afternoon, so stay tuned here to Q92. I just want to encourage everyone to come on over to Heritage Hill. It's free will donation at the gate, right?
Correct.
And you can't beat that. And then there's lots of food, too, I heard.
There is a lot of food. The kitchen is serving from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Breakfast served until 11.
All right. Great. Thanks, Chantel.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios. Maynard?
It's 142 at KLQP-FM.
Well, lots of things going on over at Heritage Hill, east of Montevideo, this afternoon. And Paul Ramo's on the scene. What's happening there, Paul?
A lot of activity here, Maynard, at Heritage Hill, just outside of Montevideo. We're having a great time. The weather is perfect. Becky Miller joins us. Becky.
Yes.
Hey, ask for better weather than this.
No, I'm actually pleasantly surprised. I was low-key dreading the heat, but there's a really nice wind out here that is keeping us all cool, so I'm thankful for it. Can't complain.
That's right. This is kind of our annual meet.
It is.
Greek type
it is.
Thing, right?
Every once in a while, we'll see each other at a ball game here and there. But yes, this is you. I'm guaranteed to be here every year. So,
all right, tell us what's going on today at Heritage Hill. Is there a charge to get in the gate?
There, it is a free will donation at the gate, and there's a ton of activities. We've got the petting zoo. We've got exhibits all throughout the grounds, anywhere from your engines to tractors running the. Steam engines out there plowing in the field right now, so that's a sight to see, I'm sure.
That's right. I love the tractor pull that was at 1 o'clock. It was great.
yes, the parade, tractor parade.
A parade.
Yes.
What did I say?
Tractor pull. But that's tomorrow night. We do have a big tractor pull tomorrow night at 5 p.m., truck and tractor.
All right. We're honored to have royalty around us here, Becky, right?
Yes.
And why don't you introduce the royalty, and the royalty... The queen, or the Heritage Hill queen, has her mom with him.
Yes.
And this is really interesting. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Becky.
Sure. Okay. So what's really neat about Heritage Hill is there's a dynasty, a history of families out here from generation to generation. I'm part of the Groovy family. I'm a part of that. My sister and I were both queens, and my cousin was queen. But this year, what's really neat is Elena Perkins was just crowned our Heritage Hill Queen for 2025, and her mom, Lisa, was queen back in
1996,
and I remember her getting crowned. So, Elena, tell us about you, your family, your history here.
Yeah, so my name's Elena Perkins, and she just said, my mom was the queen in 1996, and also both my cousins were queens. Quite a few of them in my line before me, and then my sister wants to do eventually too. So.
Yes, we would love that. awesome. And Lisa, tell us, so things have obviously changed since 1996.
Yeah.
Tell us about your experience as queen and what it was like back then versus maybe what you see now.
Yeah, so back in 1996, we had a different location, so now we have a new place. I mean, we've been here for a while, but that's, when I did it, it was at a different place. There's just so much ground. It's really encouraging. That's great.
Absolutely. Now, did you drive your own tractor when you were queen?
I didn't. I drove Doug Norman's tractor through the parade. So he was really kind and would bring me a tractor, so it was really nice. But now I do have my grandpa's tractor, which is the same kind as Doug's, the Ford, and it was my grandpa's tractor. So we bring that, and, so I get to drive my grandpa's tractor
nice.
Now. Yeah.
And you rode through with your grandpa's tractor.
Yeah. And he has this really old car, so that was really cool.
Okay. Are you going to be riding in that car all weekend?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, yes, and Johnson Memorial Health, they have a bus out here that just came through, so it's great to see them. Elena, somebody special was on that bus.
My great-grandpa's on that bus as well. He had a toy building on the hill for the longest time, and so now he keeps coming back, and he's like... He's not the tour guide, but he's telling them about all the stuff on the ground.
Yeah. When we saw them pull up, I told Paul, I'm like, can you imagine the stories that all those folks have to share? Because a lot of them lived with some of this machinery. They ran it back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there's stories to be had in that bus.
For sure.
Yes.
definitely a good person to tell them about it.
Awesome, awesome. So what is your plan, Elena? What are you doing this weekend as royalty?
So I'm going to be making cream caca. I don't know for sure what time yet, but and also I could do some face painting, and yeah, that's my plan for my bar.
You're going to make cream caca. Oh, yes. My gosh, I'm going to have to come join in on that.
Yep, tomorrow after the parade, I think.
Okay, I didn't know what the time was.
In the house?
That or the women's building.
Oh, okay.
Over there. Yeah, we'll be up there somewhere.
We'll announce that tomorrow then, too. That's awesome. Well, we are proud to have you. Thank you, Lisa, for jumping on last night. I love the history here, so thank you guys both for joining.
All right, Becky, I think I'm going to lose my job.
Oh, no.
You did a great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I learned from the best.
Elena, so what are your responsibilities as a Heritage Hill queen?
Well, I'm going to go through some of the parades and talking to a lot of the people and just a lot of socializing and just investing time.
Okay. But what's it like knowing your mom was in this position back in what year? 96.
Yeah.
Becky was only, how old, Becky?
I was 5 when I saw her get crowned. And now I'm the coordinator, which is kind of full circle. It's
there
kind of
neat.
Well, she inspired me originally to want to do it, but then I just, kept coming year after year, and I just love to be here. I love to participate in the activities and talk to people. So.
Yeah, your family, it sounds like your family's been very involved in this.
Yes, very much.
A long time.
My grandparents have a building, too, and that's Lanny and Brenda Ashling, and my aunt and uncle as well, Kyle and Liz Ashling. So.
And the Johnson Memorial Health Services bus just drove right by us. Everybody was waving at the bus, and you said your great-grandpa?
Yep, Robert Kellen.
Oh, Robert Kellen's your great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that thrill for him, I bet, huh?
I hope so.
I'm sure he is very proud.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Elena.
Thank you.
Now we're
going to
end with Becky's daughter, and how old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
7 years old, and what's your name?
Braylon.
And Braylon?
Yes.
We talked to Braylon last year, didn't we, Braylon?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about Heritage Hill?
I get to be in the parade.
You like love to be in the parade? Were you in the tractor parade with your grandpa Chip?
Yeah.
What do you like it? What kind of, do you know his tractor? What color is his tractor?
His tractor is red.
Red and what?
Orange.
Right. What are we not allowed to buy?
Green.
Absolutely. Grandpa Chip raised us well.
There you go. Okay. Awesome. So you got face paint on your face. What do you got on the side of your face there, Braylon?
A tractor.
A tractor. So there's face painting going up on the hill there.
Yep, in the Hanson Women's Building. It's air conditioned, which is really nice. So we're doing face painting. We got tractor tattoos. We've got coloring sheets. They're doing bingo up there.
Awesome. All right, thanks, Braylon, for joining us. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
All right, great. We'll do this again next year, right? All right.
Yes.
Real quick, where is Heritage Hill located? And people, I just want to encourage people to come on out.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people, they think of a threshing show and they're like, oh, there's nothing to see or do there. But this is really a full family event. We are going to keep everybody busy. There's things for kids. There's old buildings to walk through. They've got threshing going. They've got engines going. It's really a sight to see.
Okay.
For tomorrow, we'll have the petting zoo still. We have alpacas, goats, sheep, bunnies. There's a baby calf, an eight-week-old baby calf. They're here 9 to 4. We do have the pedal pull tomorrow, registration starting at 9:30. The pull will start at 10 a.m. So there is a raffle drawing for a pedal tractor and Case IH bike. So come on out, get a raffle ticket for that, do a pedal pull for those kiddos. We've got blacksmithing and bingo, face painting, the tractor pull registration tomorrow night for the big, big tractors.
Oh, wow.
That starts at 3 p.m. tomorrow, and then the tractor and truck pull starts at 5 p.m. There will also be a raffle drawing at 7 p.m., so come on out for that if you haven't gotten your raffle tickets yet. Those are also being sold in the Hanson Building.
Okay.
And then tomorrow at 3:30, come on out with your machines. We have a pony breakout here to test your horsepower. So if you want to see how much power you've got, you can hook up and see what it's got.
Okay.
And then tomorrow night, we do have a live band, the Stitches from Dawson High School.
I hear they're pretty good.
Yes, they're coming out and performing in the basement of our barn. One of our members completely redid the barn. It is absolutely beautiful. So they're going to be playing down there on the stage, and we're going to have a good time.
All right, sounds fun.
Yes, yes, Becky. So come on out.
Yeah, come on out there. It'll just what? A few miles outside of Miami.
4 miles east on Highway 7, yep.
And free will donation at the gate.
Free will donation at the gate. Yep, give as you wish.
All right, thanks, Becky. Always
thank
a pleasure
you.
Visiting with you.
Yes, thank you, Paul. It's always a joy to see you, too.
And we'll do some more broadcasting from Heritage Hill here in an hour or so. Back to you, Maynard.
It's 2:16 and time to leave your dial right here on 92.1 FM.
The oldest one is 1951 WD. Interesting enough, that was... My dad bought that from Lund Implement in Madison that, I think it was 1953.
Wow!
And it's been in the family ever since.
Wow!
I restored it, I suppose it's 10 or 12 years ago now.
Okay.
The next tractor is a 64 190, and that is 2 months older than I am, so it's kind of special to me, but that's hard to believe, that's over 60 years old now. And that's the one that I learned on. That was our main tractor until about 1978. And the third one is a 1965 190 XT, and the last one is a 1969 190 XT Series 3.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell you really enjoy that. You had your granddaughter on the tractor with you during the parade.
She loves to. All the grandkids love to ride. Problem is they can't all ride at once.
And that's right. So how do you keep these tractors up? Is it hard to get parts for them, or how does that work?
Some things are getting to be hard to find. You either got to know the right people or know how to fabricate or build up and machine down. For the most part, you know, I've got them all in pretty good repair now. So it's just the hardest part in today's society, I guess you'd say, is keeping the fuel in shape because the gas goes bad, the diesel goes bad.
Right.
That's probably the biggest hassle right now.
So one thing I get when I'm at Heritage Hill, too, is the smell here in the Heritage Hill, right?
Right.
And I like the smell, right?
The best smell is the steam engines.
Okay, steam engines. A steam engine just went by us here a little while ago. That was amazing. That is a one big hunk of machinery. Do you know anything about that?
Limited. I know how they work, and that's about it.
I mean, who are those people what it is exactly?
They're from all over, from down by Jordan and up by St. Stephen. They've come from all over Minnesota. Very appreciative that that's a lot of work to haul those things around the country.
Yeah, and so what are we looking at here just to the east of us here?
The sawmill?
Yeah, sawmill, and what the tractor's hooked up with a big belt, and does that run the blade then?
Yes, that runs the blade, and then it's also hooked up to the carriage. It pulls the log back and forth. We have a steam engine out north in the field plowing as we speak.
Oh, we do, okay. Is that what I pulled you from?
Nope, I was actually on a bundle of racks. Throwing bundles.
Throwing bundles? Throwing hay bales? Or
no, just bundles of wheat straw.
Oh, okay. How far can you throw them?
I only have to throw them about 3 feet into the conveyor, or feeder into the thresher.
I threw a hay bale in the Camby gym a few months ago, and it got over 1 million views.
People couldn't believe it.
They couldn't believe that I couldn't throw it any farther. So. Chip, this is great. I love the. I always come here every year. I enjoy it. It's a great atmosphere. You guys do a great job. I know you put a lot of time in your committee, doesn't it?
We do. We got a lot of good people. There's people that come from 2 and 3 hours away. They were here 4 weekends in a row in May and June
to prepare
to help get ready for the show, and we really appreciate that. Without them, this wouldn't happen.
Okay, so if you're listening, looking for something to do today or tonight or tomorrow and Sunday, goes to Sunday, right?
Right.
And where you're located, where is it located, and is there a charge?
It's free will admission at the gate. We're 4 miles east of the water tower and on Highway 7 in Montevideo.
Okay, and there's a charge at the gate?
Free will admission.
Free will admission. So you can't beat that, and there's food here?
There's plenty of food. Canoes and concessions are serving. So.
All right, Chip, it's always a pleasure to meet you, talking with you here. You guys do a great job.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you coming out.
Yeah, and thank you for asking Q92 to come out and broadcast. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Beth.
All right, that's Chip Gruby with the Minnesota Valley Antique Bar Power and Machinery Association. That's a long term. And so, with that, come on out. It's a great time here at Heritage Hill, just outside of Montevideo. And don't let the heat deter you from coming out on Saturday and Sunday either. There's plenty of water. They got plenty of water here and shaded, a lot of shade. So you don't have to worry about that, right, Jeff?
Right, correct.
Okay, with that, Maynard, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Right now.